This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And good Saturday morning to you. And, you know, it's February, which is the shortest and, in my book, the worst weather week of the year. But still a lot of things to do. And, you know, for some strange reason, there was a lot of people around New Orleans as I was driving around there yesterday. You know, the airport had a lot of stuff going on and people going downtown and out-of-town license plates. But, you know, the strange thing was nobody had fishing poles or any shotguns or rifles. I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe somebody out there can tell me if you know what's going on bringing all these people into South Louisiana this weekend. Text me, 504-260-1870. That's our in-studio text line. Well, we do have a lot of alternatives still to go. We're talking like fishing speckled trout, redfish, bass, white perch opportunities, and man, what a change weather-wise this week. Huh? We went from 8 to 10 inches of snow along the Gulf Coast to 80-degree temperatures, one extreme to the other, but I got a feeling the summer's not here yet. We still, I think, have some cooler weather still ahead. Well, there's still lots of prime hunting time, although it doesn't seem like it weather-wise, for rabbits and squirrels, a small game. I had a fun squirrel hunt this week in Mississippi, a Tigers in the Wild episode. I'll tell you more about that. If you're a bird hunter, well, things are kind of wound down, ducks closed, but you still do have some snow and blue and Ross's geese. It's open under the conservation order where they relax the rules, no limits on those birds. And yes, Virginia, there is such a thing as a snipe and a snipe season. In fact, if you've got a lowdown on a good snipe field and you wouldn't mind sharing it with our Bayou Wild TV crew, we've been looking to film a snipe shooting. I haven't been on one of those in a good one in a long time. Contact me. Let me know. And you can include that in with your regular hunting and fishing reports, your questions, your comments. Remember that in-studio text line open for you during the 2 hours we're on the air at 504-260-1870. We'll also continue the latest assessment of the fish kills along the Louisiana Gulf Coast from that extreme winter weather pattern that we had experienced. Also, can maybe run down some more of those extended seasons. You know, because of the loss of 2 days in Louisiana and because of regulations that were written into in Mississippi, you're going to be able to do a little bit of small game and, in some cases, some extended archery season for deer. We'll go to March 2nd on some of those, like the squirrels and the rabbits, and some special areas are going to go all the way to February the 15th on the archery season for deer. Well, we also have two special guests this morning. Derek Poore, you may recall, we had him on last year. He's going to join us again to tell us how you can get involved with Tusks and Troops, a feral hog benefit tournament. And then later we're going to talk with Captain Christian Orfanello of CETO. And he's going to share with us some of his more memorable rescues they've made and maybe give you a few tips to keep you from experiencing the same thing. Because the wintertime, that's when we got the lowest tides and the coldest water temperatures and the most dangers prevalent. Well, we also have details about some on-the-road live broadcasts of this show. We'll be broadcasting from Alberta, Alabama next month. There's also another show from Mandeville. We'll give you little details on that. And say, have you ever heard of a coot looter? Well, I got a story of a couple of them. They're also known as our weekly bad boys of the outdoors. And also another story about some Louisiana waterfowlers who didn't exactly do a great job of representing the state well during a recent trip to Texas. And if you are lucky enough to be headed out this weekend, well, here's what you're looking at coastal marine forecast-wise. Offshore are going to be laid down nice. South winds 5 to 10 today, 2-foot seas. They'll drop to 5 knots tomorrow. And then on the interior lakes and bays, that 5 to 10 southerly wind will have a light chop today, but dropping down to 5 knots tomorrow in smooth conditions. I got to tell you, Lake Pontchartrain was as still as I've ever seen it yesterday. Some nice boating conditions out there, and again, warmer weather. Average tide, rocking and rolling, almost a 2-foot range, 1.9. And the Mississippi River, well, she's a rising. She's at 4.4. All right, we'll be right back to kick off our regular field reporters and hear from what they have to say, how the fishing went this week, and anything else you need to know before your trip into the great outdoors. It's what we do 5 to 7 every Saturday morning right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we got our live report with Robbie Campo from Campo's Marina, but I'm getting some text messages in with some explanations on why this huge amount of traffic and onslaught of visitors to the New Orleans metro area. I got this text. Now, stay with me. This one text says it's because of the appearance of, the spelling is S-U-P-E-R-B space O-W-L. Superb Owl is coming to the Louisiana Superdome tomorrow. Superb Owl. I haven't heard of that one. Then I got someone else that is some kind of a football game and some guy's blonde-headed singing girlfriend's going to, I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, maybe Robbie's got some ideas. Robbie, what's going on with all these people in town, all these out-of-town visitors?
Well, you know, Don, this city's going to be crazy this week, this weekend for sure. And, I imagine if Swifty's in town and President Trump's in town in the same building, that place, they might blow the roof off of that place.
Them and the Superb Owl. I can't believe all of that's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if somebody wants to escape, what are they going to find to go catch fish down there in Shell Beach?
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to give you a recap starting back from the beginning of the week. You know, Don, February is one of these months, it's either going to be like it is now or it's going to be 39 degrees and blowing out of the north. And you know, February is one of these months where it's probably one of the least favorite months to fish out of any month of the year besides August. But I can tell you, with this warm-up, since we've had this snowstorm, with this big warm-up, these fish have turned on. At the beginning of the week, you know, I've seen a lot of fish come across this table this week. No bait in the bellies. Well, toward the latter part of the week, we started seeing glass minnows in these fish. So, and a speckled trout. So what that's telling me is if you've got any kind of bait that resembles a glass minnow, you know, the Miradon jerk baits has been good. The Marker 54 shrimp has been okay. But anything that resembles a glass minnow, and if you don't have that in your box on the way down here this morning, stop and get some somewhere, because this is what these fish feed on at this time of the year, because there are no shrimp in the inside, so they're eating whatever they can ambush and baits they can ambush and eat to fill their stomachs. They have to survive, and this water warming up like it has done here this past week, Don, these fish have turned on with an eyesight of this marina. I'm telling you, I saw some beautiful catches come across the dock this week. But a lot of the fish that were caught, you know, you have to have the troll motor down and you have to be trolling. It's not a one-stop shop until yesterday. Yesterday kind of changed that a little bit. Right here by the old Fort Beauregard, right out here, they caught some limits out there yesterday that was just unbelievable. And these fish didn't have to measure. Just almost none of them. They were just that nice of fish. So we've seen a lot of good speckled trout come across the table this week.
Well, it sounds good because, you know, we're a little bit concerned about the freeze, and I got an official word from the department on it, and I don't think it's going to be nearly as serious as what a lot of people thought it was going to be. Speaking of seriousness, Robbie, if someone hasn't left yet or on their way down there, I do have some reports of some dense fog in some areas. What can you tell us about fog on the water and on the highways?
Well, what I could tell you about when I drove through, you know, because I live in Miro, so when I was driving down, it wasn't that bad. And it wasn't that bad when I got here, but I think what it's going to do, it's starting to get thicker as we, you know, as I'm talking to you, as since I got here. Yesterday morning, the closer daylight got, the thicker it got, and it lingered around until around 8:30, 9 o'clock. So, and it would come like in waves, you know, some it would clear up a little bit and then it would get thick again. So I think that's going to be the same scenario for today. Just be careful driving down here. It wasn't that bad on the four lane, like I said, on, you know, the LA 46 coming down this way. But I do suspect that the closer we get to daylight, the worse it is going to get.
Gotcha. Anything else before you go, Rob?
Well, that about wraps it up. Just if you're into fishing right now, come on down and get in some of this action right here while getting good, because, you know, like I said, February is one of these months where, you know, this could change like a light switch and we'd be back to 39 degrees, you know. So, you know, you might as well take advantage of it while the weather's nice. Make sure you get you some. We have Nat spray here. This is that time of the year done with this fog. It's the perfect scenario for them. They weren't too bad yesterday, but I started seeing some yesterday evening. So make sure you got your gnat sprays. And if you didn't renew your CETO membership, do so, because the water is very low. You don't want to be out there and getting stuck at this time of the year. Or if you're going out to go do any sheephead fishing by the Long Rocks, do not take that spoil canal this morning. That's a no-no. Go around through Bayou La Lucha, through Baker's, and go out through Bay Elwha. It's going to be a safer route because the water is very, very low here this morning.
All great advice. Thank you, Robbie. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye, Don.
There he goes, Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, we come back. I'm going to give you the official word from the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery on their assessment of the saltwater fish kills from the recent winter weather. And also, we got a freshwater report. This is some good freshwater time, especially up in Toledo Bend. Josh Sykes has sent us a report. We'll share that with you right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Radio Network. All right, I've been getting lots of inquiries about the degree of seriousness of the fish kill that occurred back when we had the Arctic blast. And since January 24th, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries here in Louisiana has investigated 71 fish kills and checking coastwide observations in each of the three major basins. Now, the kills they found were spread out along the coast, but not all coastal areas were affected and not all to the same degree. From the initial observations, the highest levels of speckled trout and black drum mortalities were observed in the Terrebonne-Timbaleer Basin. That's your center portion of the state. The highest redfish and sheephead mortalities were in the Barataria Basin, again, kind of central Louisiana coast. But in general, the highest overall on a variety of species were in the coastal marshes between the Mississippi River going westward to the Atchafalaya River. Except for striped mullet, there was a high observed mortality east of the Mississippi River there. Now, the biologists are continuing to document dead fish and investigate the fish kills and relay that information to the public in order to help quantify the impacts of the freeze. While these fish kills occur rather recently, they could have a noticeable impact on the fish populations, but you might not notice that for a year or more down the event. Again, a lot of times bait fish, the forage fish are affected, and that eventually affects the feeding and the overall health and population of some of the predatory species. But as of right now, the final word is they are not expecting any need for any management or regulation changes as a result of the kill. And that report you heard from Robbie was pretty sharp and good, and it kind of lives up to that. I don't think the easternmost part of the state and the westernmost part were near affected. Seemed like Lafitte, Barataria, maybe Timbaleer, some of those areas, Grand Isle, probably experienced the worst, but it doesn't seem like it's all that serious. So that is some really good news, and again, they'll continue to monitor it, and if changes are warranted, they'll bring those about. All right, got a Toledo Bend fishing report from our friend Josh Sykes up at Bent Rods Guide Service. Now, he gives me the report on, they call them crappie. Of course, other places they're known as white perch and sockeye. He says they're on the move, and they're transitioning shallow water, getting ready for the spawn. The water temperatures have warmed up there to the 60s, and that when that happens, that pushes them into 5 to 10 feet of water, and they'll stage around stumps and grass lines. They're using roadrunner baits and a bright-colored jig or a shiner set under a cork. That's been the best-producing baits. As far as bass fishing on the bend, this week, a welcome change. They've been catching a lot of pre-spawn female fish in the grass along 5 to 8 foot of water on red and gold rattle traps. They're also using some green, and I knew it was going to jump on me, green pumpkin chatterbaits and a jerkbait. The bass are in the back, one-third of the creeks. They're following the grass and the stump lines in the shallow water. Right now is the time to catch some quality bass fishing old school, not even using the live scope or the electronics. And that's from our friends at Bent Rods Guide Service. If you'd like to get in touch with them, you can check them out on Facebook or Google them. Or I've got a phone number for Josh if you want to text me, and I'll be glad to send it to you. All right, we got all that to talk about. Also, something coming up next month. This is going to be at the end of the month, March 29th, the 76th Annual Big Bass Rodeo at New Orleans City Park. It's the oldest freshwater fishing rodeo in the nation, and there's categories and activities for all ages and skill levels. There's adult, youth, team divisions for bass and brim, and has also been added in recent years so you can fish in kayaks in Bayou St. John and other non-motorized vessels. So check it out. You can go to New Orleans City Park and find out more information about it. It's also listed on the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website there. We'll have some more coverage of that coming up for you. All right, Bayou Wild TV. Got a chance to record another Tigers in the Wild episode this week. There's a guy on the LSU track team, and he's, you might consider, a superstar. He's got a shot at possibly going to the Olympics. He specializes in the 400-meter hurdles, and his name is Sean Burrell, but his nickname is Squirrel. And we took him squirrel hunting with us. Had some folks up at the sanctuary, and we had a great time up there. Chris LeCocq, our photographer, Lance Burgos came along with us. Jim Walker, a former Department of Mississippi Wildlife and Fisheries Communications Director, and some other folks went up there. We had the dogs out there, and we had a pretty good hunt. I think we bagged a total of 18 bushytails, and Jeff Rogers, owner of the sanctuary, was kind enough to let us go in there now that all their other seasons are over. And there's still a lot of good late-season squirrel and rabbit hunting to take place, and you got those extensions. They'll be able to, you'll be able to hunt them this year until March the 2nd. A couple of extra days because of the inclement weather and kind of cut back hunters' access to those areas. So the department decided to move them on up a little bit. All right, we got more to talk about. Going to get to your text messages. If you want to shoot us one, it's 504-260-1870. Got a wide variety, some hunting reports, some general information, and some pretty good fishing reports coming from you, our listeners. And we love to hear from you. It's one text away is all it is, 504-260-1870. And we'll be back to share them with you right after this quick 3-minute pause where you are listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. As I mentioned, next month, March, we're going to have a couple of on-location, on-the-road shows. We love to take this show on the road. It's been all over, believe me. Besides Louisiana, we have done this show from Alaska, from South Dakota, from Texas, Alabama, Mississippi, North Carolina. We kind of travel the country. But most of all, we do it right here from St. Hubert's Cathedral. But anyway, we've got a couple of special shows coming up and want to invite you to come out there. Come say hello, introduce yourself, and chat with us while we're out there. On Saturday, March 8th, we will be at the Open House at Scott's Marine in Alberta, Alabama. We've been there for the last couple of years doing their boat show. Always have a great time over there with Lucio and his gang. And if you're a South Alabama, Baldwin County, maybe Florida listener, great opportunity to come on over and see us. They're going to have free food starting at 8 o'clock. They're going to have a lot of different boat brands. It's a big boat show. SunTracker pontoons, Regency tritunes, the Grizzly all-weld aluminum boats, Tracker fishing boats, Nitro performance boats, the Tahoe runabouts, the Mako fishing boats, Tracker side-by-sides, the quietest bike on the market, they call it. And they've got Yamaha, Mercury, and believe me, if you need a boat of any type, you're going to find it there at Scott's Marine. They've got free Bass Pro Shop gift cards on some of the models. And Mercury's going to be giving free extended warranty on selected horsepower. So it's a big event. It's a big weekend, March 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. And we will be there on the 8th doing this show live. And we'll be hanging around there, going to have some special prizes. Uncle Larry's is going to be sending us some Ready, Set, Gumbo to pass out, also some stew and a few samples, and you get the chance to meet the famous Wingbone, our turkey Wingbone craftsman. I'm talking about Ed over from Wilmer, Alabama. Ed Miller's going to be out there. He can kind of show you his collection, and he's also going to be doing a demonstration on how turkey wing bone calls are made. And, yeah, you can go out and buy different type of calls, diaphragm calls, box calls, slate calls. Most turkey hunters like me have more turkey calls than they'll ever use. But the wing bone call made from the wing of a turkey is a lot of tradition, a lot of heritage and culture, and a lot of love goes into making them. And Ed's a real craftsman. Come on out and see him and take a look. He can even demonstrate on how to make them and how to blow those wing bone calls. That's going to be on March the 8th. And then the following week, I'm going to be in Mandeville. It's Marsh and Bayou's. You know, they're the guys with the magazine, Marsh and Bayou Magazine. They've also got a retail store in Mandeville. And each year they do what they call a spring fling. They get the manufacturers, reps out there, bring out a lot of new products, introduce those, and we cut up and have a lot of fun as we head into the spring fishing season. So put those on your calendar, and if you can, come on by and say hello. All right, we're going to do a quick 10-second station identification pause, and then I'm coming back with some of your text messages. Stay tuned. We'll be back after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let's see where we are here. We got, I know we had a good report. Yeah, here's one. It says, good morning. I was able to put together a limit of trout on Thursday using H&H Baby Bull minnows under a four-horseman cork in the Barataria Basin. Water was unseasonably warm at 68 degrees and lower than normal. Very happy to report I did not see any signs of dead fish in the area and was even able to catch and release a few bull reds before calling it a day. That's from Smokey. Great report, Smokey. You had a wonderful trip, and glad to hear that the fish kill situation there is not as bad as some people suspect it to be. I also got a text from my friend Toby. In addition to his tempting and tantalizing pictures of those gobblers on his hunting lease, he also sent me a reading of the waters in Delacro. 73 degrees this week in Delacro. Water temperature's warming up. That means good fish activity. All right, here's another text. This one is it's from Slim. He's enjoying the show on the way to work. He enjoys it every Saturday morning. All right, thank you. I think he's from the Lafayette area. And then we have this one from the match director said, as regards the spelling of the dodo bird, this came up last week. He said, we both got it wrong in Louisiana. It's spelled dodo, D-E-A-U-X, D-E-A-U-X. Well, for my money, I think it's D-O-D-O, all one word. But maybe in South Louisiana, they do things a little bit different. All right, here's another one says that the superb owl is bringing people to New Orleans. What is this superb owl I keep seeing? Here's one says, this is from Big Easy. He belongs to the Abita Hunting Club. He hung up the deer gear. He's picking up the fishing poles. I think a lot of people are joining us. He's headed to Sail Beach in the fog. Let us know how you do, Big Easy. And we got the backstrap stacker checking in from Mobile. As deer season ends this weekend, the warm weather slowed down the deer movement. The turkeys think it's mid-spring and are everywhere. Don't worry, they'll disappear by the end of March. Y'all have a good one. Yeah, you know, turkey activity certainly is stimulated by, you know, warm-ups and good, pleasant weather. But the real motivator for turkey activity, the breeding and the gobbling, is the length of the day. And, I mean, I have noticed, I've been turkey hunting for 40 years, and it's like clockwork when those birds start gobbling and when they stop. And I'm a firm believer, and I think they know it, and it was done intentionally. Louisiana seasons are just set too doggone late. We miss a lot of good time. And if you got to cut the limit down, that's fine with me. But that's the whole sport, is calling them. And when they're not calling, you may as well be hunting something else. All right, here's a recommendation on a snipe spot, Bonnycarry Spillway. Try the fields along the river. I have hunted them there. That area is kind of hit and miss. I guess most areas are for snipe. You know, it depends on the weather and the water, the hydrology conditions. They require some pretty specific habitat. But anybody got any leads on snipe hunting, public or private areas, let me know. Here's one that says it's National Boy Scout Day today. That's from Old Man Sam. Well, happy Boy Scout Day to all you Boy Scouts. And, you know, Boy Scouts from all the years, they have a natural tie to the outdoors, you know, camping and going out there and doing survivalist skills and orienting with compasses. And a lot of the same skills shared with hunters and fishermen is natural for Boy Scouts. All right, here's one from Ohio, a talking point. 17-minute sturgeon season. Whew, that's not long. It was at Black Lake in Michigan. It's an ice fishing event. You can only use a spear. They took seven fish. The largest was 78 pounds. The reason they opened it was for a Department of Natural Resources research. It says, do not mess with Michigan Department of Natural Resources. Here's another one. Says, thanks for the show and all the reports. Info's helpful. I just wish I could get away. Fishing over here is so slow, so more time spent around the house and the marsh. Still got biscuits and Buddha. That's from our friend Lafayette. Yeah, you got to make that time, Lafayette. Yeah, I could get out there and get it. All right. Oh, that was from St. Francisville on Slim. All right. Very good. Thanks for the text. We'll get to some more of those later on. But we come back after this break. We're going to tell you about some more news that you might be interested in hearing right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right. Each week, we give out our talk and text line 504-260-1870. We love to hear from our audience, and they give us some reports. Sometimes we get breaking news from them, find out about different things. They can be our eyes and ears and with reports and other information, and sometimes they got some questions, and we try to answer them for them when we can. Got a couple of texts just came in. This one says his nephew was setting 24 yo-yos. In case you're not familiar with a yo-yo, it's not always the little wooden or plastic object on the end of a string that you do tricks with. A yo-yo is a fishing device. It's basically like a little wheel, a little pinwheel. And it's got a line, and you attach a hook to it, you tie it off to a tree, and it's got a little catch on it. And when the fish takes the bait and starts to swim off with it, it releases it, and the spring inside actually fights the fish and brings it to the top eventually and wears it down. It's like an automatic fishing reel, if you will. Anyway, he said he caught 12 before he could set the last yo-yo out. Well, that's pretty quick action. That was in the Buff River in Caldwell Parish. But you didn't tell us what species. You know, a lot of people use them for catfish. Other people use them for the white perch. Which was it you caught them on with those yo-yos? Here's one that says, I wish they changed the turkey season back to March like they used to. Too late in April. I agree with you 100%. We miss a couple of really critical weeks. I think the peak of the turkey season is now during the youth season. That's when most gobbling takes place, and I've been out every turkey season for, I don't know, the last who knows how many years, and that's what I have found out. Now, they did it intentionally. They said we were killing too many turkeys. We didn't have enough turkeys in Louisiana. And there's an argument against that in that some areas, yes, have suffered depleted turkey populations. But there's a lot of areas with a lot of turkeys. And I think they need to go more to what they've done with deer season and create more than just three zones. The zones are too broad. You can have an abundance of turkey on one lease, and then you go several miles far away, and it's not as populated as the other. They should have a shorter season or a later season or a lower limit. But to move it out of the peak gobbling period, that is just destroying the sport of turkey hunting, because that's what turkey hunting is all about. It's not picking up the gun and putting the bead on a turkey's head and pulling the trigger. I mean, that's certainly putting the period at the end of the sentence, as they say. But the real challenge in turkey hunting is fooling that gobbler, making him think he's coming to a hen, remaining motionless because they've got the eyesight of a hawk, they've got the hearing. The only thing they can't do is they don't smell like a deer. But it's a very challenging, I think the most challenging animal on North America. If you go out in the woods and you come back with a turkey and you did it legally, you are an accomplished hunter. But to do that, to move it out of the time, it used to always be in March. It's still that way in Mississippi. Other states have later gobbling periods. But in Louisiana, we really need that season to open in March. And hopefully, the accounting method that I've looked at, I think it's a mess. I don't think they have a handle. I mean, they've got conflicting numbers on how many hunters there are and how many birds they take, and the number of hunters that respond to the surveys about how many birds they've taken as opposed to the number of tags that are validated as what's actually killed. Big, big disparity. So the turkey program in Louisiana needs some work, and I think it would come from the turkey hunters themselves. They would volunteer to do some information and reporting like some of the other states do. anyway, you know, when I see something that I think is not competent, I'm going to say it. And I think that's where we are with the Louisiana turkey season. All right, let's see. We got this calendar marked for March 8th. I'll be, in addition to catching up with you and Wingbone, it'd be great to see Lucio again and talk about some melaton and cucuza growing techniques between his boat sails. That's from my friend David in Mobile. Yeah, David, look forward to seeing you over there, and we'll get a report from David. You know, coming up on February 22nd is the Boucherie, which is a real fantastic food and cultural event that Chef John Folt sponsors at his White Oak Estate and Gardens up there in Baton Rouge. And David's been one of the stalwarts who does some cooking up there, and there's some very unique dishes, you know. Coon and rooster stew, and they've got beaver tail up there. And, of course, they use every part of the hog and show you how they do it. All right, here's one that says the white perch have moved to the bluff banks. Shiners under about 6 inches under a cork right up against the bluff bank is very productive. The nephew was catching white perch on those yo-yos. That's from old man Sam. Been a while since I've fished with a yo-yo. I do have one I keep on my desk, and just as a kind of reminder about it. It's never hit the water, and maybe someday I'll get it out there. All right, we come back after this fishing report from Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter checks in with us, see how this nice warm weather affected the fishing down there this week. His report is next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And let's check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. And, Darrell, did you guys break out the sunscreen and the ice packs this week? Man, we had some summertime-type weather down there the last couple of days.
It's been wonderful, man. This early spring, I just wish it was here to stay. But we all know we always get those cold snaps in March, so... It's coming. It's going to be that up and down, you know, that teeter-totter of spring 1 week and winter for 2 weeks and, you know, back and forth. It's going to send everything into a tipsy. It's been a heck of a week, Don. I mean, man, it warmed up great, got some really good weather in it, and started getting some really, really good fishing reports. A whole lot of small fish. So... We know that some got killed. We know that happened in the freeze. But what we did not know, and we'll have to wait to see, was what lived. And it looks like we had a heck of a crop of fish that lived. A whole lot of trout, a whole lot of redfish, a lot of smaller fish those just under the new limit size fish, which is going to mean, number one, our big girls haven't come in yet. Number two, we got a heck of a crop coming up for the fall. So it looks like it's going to shape up to be a pretty good year. We still need a little more time to tell for sure, but it looks like it's going to be a really good year. If you're coming down this morning, you might want to be a little bit careful. It's weird, Don. It's changing. You know, every 30 minutes or so, it's changing. An hour ago, we were fogged in extremely bad. Now, boom, it's all gone. Yeah. So we've got some fog rolling in off the Gulf. You just got to be careful about. We got an all-day tide. You got an all-day rising tide and a heck of a tide. So there's no need to jump out there real early. This isn't June. So just give it some time. Be careful. But, man, there ought to be some fish caught today.
What about the side of the road fishing? What can you tell us?
Hadn't heard a whole lot on side of the road. I mean, that was where we experienced a lot of the fish kill. You've got these big tides coming, so it ought to be bringing in new crops of fish. But haven't heard a whole lot on the side of the road the last few weeks. And, of course, the weather's been nice. You know, I mean, that's a fishery that explodes. The worse the weather is, the better that fishing is. But, hey, I wanted to – I don't know if it's hit the market yet, but I heard Robbie talking about the fish over there being full of ghost menace. Being full of glass menace. There was a – I don't know if it's hit the market yet, but there was a prototype that we were testing – last year, Captain Lane's ghost minna, he was making a mini. And that mini looked like a baby glass minna. And, man, can I tell you, that thing was destroying some fish last year. I looked on his website just now. I haven't seen that it's hit the market or hit the website yet. But, man, when that thing hits production, it's going to be as good as that Marker 54 shrimp.
Yeah, there's another one. I can't recall the name right now, but it's a downsize, and it's clear. You can almost see through it, and it's got the little forked tail, and it's small, and they use it a lot of times for nighttime fishing underneath the lights, and that's another one that imitates that Glassman. And when Robbie was telling me about that, I was thinking about that particular bait. I got a pack of them around here somewhere, but I can't find them right now.
I hear you. Man, but look, I've learned over the last couple of years, just really got back to concentrating on my plastic like I used to back in the bass world. And there are days when size really does matter. And when size matters, you downsize. And, you know, if those fish were just, if they were finishing up their feeding period and they were looking for just one last little snack, they're not always looking for those big baits. And, man, those little baits were tearing them up last year.
Yep, and like Robbie was saying, you know, live bait is very, very scarce. Fish are looking for whatever they can find, so make sure you bring some plastics with you, your favorite ones that you have confidence in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that time of the year, of course, we got to have the dead shrimp, you know, the stink crickets. But the sheephead haven't really ganged up yet, but, you know, that's going to be a great introduction for the spring, and can't stress enough that if, you know, you got spring coming, hunting seasons are ending. If you want to introduce a kid to fishing and keep him from getting bored, we've got an upcoming sheephead run that is just going to be the opportune time to send a kid saltwater fishing and have to put the pole down to take a break.
Yeah, can't wait till we get out and we record some on tape and we can put that on Bayou Wild and show people all the pleasures of fishing sheephead if they've never enjoyed it, because it's a great fish for both the table and to fight. Dal, if somebody wants to get on your calendar and book a trip with you in the next several weeks, tell them how to get you.
Yeah, so they can find me on your site at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Or they can find me at RealScreamers.com, or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
Are you going to be at the LCBA meeting coming up soon?
Probably so. It depends on this weather and some fiberglass. I've got a boat that's I'm doing a lot of glass work on a boat, and it's got to be ready and back on the water for March 1st. So it depends on what the weather lets me do.
I got you. Well, I hope to see you there if you can make it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Catch up with you next week.
Have a good day, Don.
Stay safe. That's Captain Darrell Carpenter. All right, we come back after the top of the hour. Derek Poore is going to join us to talk about troops and tusks. We got Chris Orfanello talking about Cito, Ryan Lambert, and Captain Eric and Captain Mike, all coming up next.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.